Let's turn it up. Let's turn it on. Yogi Bastantino is playing that song.
Live from your computer, it's time again for the Yogi Show. And here's your host, the teenage girl herself, Josie Pasentino.
Hey, hey, hey. It's Tina the Squirrel filling in for Josie, who's not here this week. Hey, what?
What?
She is here.
No. Hello,
Josie,
everyone.
You're here.
You're crazy. Hello,
Josie's
everyone.
Here.
Shirley was...
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again.
Oh, my goodness. Shirley was wondering, S-Fluffy66, was wondering how she could listen to the show and be in the chat room. And the show should automatically play, I'm pretty sure. So, yes. So hopefully you could hear me. Tell me in the chat room, Shirley, if you could hear me. Tim Garman says listening, so he could hear me. Good. So if not, please, producers, whatever, please tell her how to do it. So I am very excited to be back on the show. I'm still trying to get in the groove of things. Let's see if I can remember what I'm supposed to do. But if not, please bear with me. So hey everyone, and welcome to the Josie Show. I'm so glad you guys are joined in tonight. It's been a very long, fun, filled week, hectic, but crazy good. We are back live with you tonight from our Josie Show studios in Chicago. We are not in South Carolina anymore. We are in our studio. So I hope you guys had a great week. We have a very awesome, awesome show for you guys tonight. So let me tell you what we will do in the next hour or so. Let's see here. We have two guests from two different parts of the world tonight. Tonight we talk to singer-songwriter Stefan Jacobsen from Norway and country singer legend from Sweden, Red Jenkins. Yeah. So we can call this our awesome international show tonight. So it's going to be awesome. So let's see here. Oh, goodness, I'm getting distracted by the chat room. Also in our featured song segment, we'll also feature music from the great country artist Jason Del Rio. I also have some awesome announcements to share with you guys later tonight. So if all goes according to plan, it is going to be a great show. And if not, well, it'll be funny. it'll be its usual crazy self. So it should be a good show. So stay tuned for the whole thing. So let's see here. I want to mention, ooh, I've got a cough. My throat is itchy. Okay, anyway. I'm going out of my mind today. We have a live chat room at www.josieshow.com that everyone is chatting in, so please check it out. Be in the chat room. Hang out with us. Have fun. We got people in the chat room already, and I'm tweeting and Facebooking at the moment to get more people in here. So, yes, thank you guys so much for coming. And also I want to give some very special thank yous to some great Facebook groups who have helped me throw out my guests.
Okay, hey, hey.
Hello. Yes.
Are you going to be here next week?
Yes, I'm pretty sure. I'll be here for the rest of forever.
You sure?
I will be here forever. Oh, my gosh.
If you'd like to make a call.
Anywho, as I mentioned. Yeah, apparently. Anyway, as I mentioned, some great Facebook groups who have helped me fill out my guest books. John at Talent Hookup, Don at Keeping It Country, Jonna from Country Music World, Andrew from Supporting Great Talented Kids and Teens, Talented Kids Depot, and Danny from Songwriters Unite. So, yes, very, very exciting. Okay, so I have the thumbs up here. So, Stefan, is Stefan here? Okay, awesome. Just making sure. So, everyone, please welcome the wonderful Stefan Jacobsen. Woohoo!
Hello, hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing good, and you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to talk with you. Been looking forward to it. It'll be fun.
Yeah, me too.
Awesome, awesome. So let's not waste any time, because I know everyone is excited to hear from you and see what you've been up to. But first, from the beginning, how old were you when you first discovered your love for music? What age did you realize this was what you wanted to pursue?
Well, I guess it was around when I was, I think I was 12, I guess, and I think it was about 10, and I started with Elvis, you know, the rock and roll sound, and when I discovered that Elvis sang country, I just flipped over to listen to some old, you know, those Johnny Cash and George Jones and Merle Haggard and those guys, you know. So and then it just evolved to singing everything. Every one of them has a little something, you know, little something that's I don't really know. I think it started when I was 12, and it just evolved to just go out and perform live, and I was happy to record a CD back when I was 18. Now I'm 22. If you just wonder, if you're curious. It's fun, you know. It's
definitely.
It's yeah.
In your blood, in your soul. You're all about music, which is amazing. But who do you listen to? Who are you a fan of? Who do you have on repeat?
I think it's going. It's like Merle Haggard, Randy Travis, and a little bit George Jones, a little bit Alan Jackson. It's just random. You know, it's
yeah.
It's different from every day, you know, what I'm feeling and what my feelings are, and you know, it's changing. But you know, Johnny Cash, Merle Haggard, as I said, Randy Travis, George Strait, George Jones, a bunch of them, you know.
All the greats.
Yeah, all the greats.
Yes, definitely. And also, I'm getting ready to play some of your music here. But first, can you tell us about some of the music you currently have out right now that everyone could look forward to?
Right now, I ain't performing anything live or something, because I'm just in what I call a thinking box, you know. When you're writing music, you just go away from the crowd a little bit, because you need to find some new materials and write something down. So right now I'm just sitting down and writing, trying to make a new record. So that's what I'm up to now, just making music. That's what I love.
And that's what you do. And you're constantly writing and constantly putting out music, which is amazing. You keep it fresh, which we definitely love. We love I like it. So let's get started playing some of your music, because I know everyone is very excited to hear you. So let's see here. Let's play your first song here, Brothers of the Highway, and we'll be right back, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Here we go.
Diamonds on the windshield as heaven starts to cry. In his rearview mirror, danger waves goodbye. She knows it's gotta go. She knows it's one of them. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. That Detroit diesel pirate ship goes going out again. Sailing for the setting sun, freedom's your best friend. Brothers of the highway, children. Coffee goes running through his veins. This country runs on
18 wheels. Thank God we can depend. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. That Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out again. Sailing for the setting sun, freedom's your best friend. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. Carolina, west of Denver, Baton Rouge, east of Pittsburgh, north and south of San Diego. Sail on, sail on. Tallahassee, north of Boston, up to Bangor, west of Austin, coast to coast, sea to sea. Sail on, sail on. Brothers of the highway, children of the wind. That Detroit diesel pirate ship goes blowing out again. Sailing for the setting.
Of the Highway by Stephan Jacobson. And we're talking to him right now if you're just coming here. So do you write all of your own songs?
No. On that record, I think it was three of them was my mother wrote them, the lyrics, and I wrote the melody. Yeah. So it's like a family business, you know.
Yeah, but, I like it.
And my father, he's the one who's judging them, you know. So
he's the Simon Cowell of the group.
Yeah. So I think three of them was written by myself, and the rest of them are just songs by the greats.
Very cool. Very, very cool. I love your whole system. You know, you got a songwriter there in the family, and then you make the melody, and then you got Simon Cowell. I mean, you have it all. Very awesome. Very awesome. Good, good, good. I was wondering where our listeners can go to purchase all of your music after the show. Where can we go?
Yeah, you can go to at www.stephanjacobson.com. That's my... Mm-hmm. Webpage, you can just go like and click in there and do whatever you want, but don't terrorize it.
But don't terrorize it, yes. Sounds good, so please check it out, everyone. Perfect. And are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything in the works?
No, I'm just backed off, you know, a little bit. You know, just sitting down and listen to some songs and trying to get some inspiration and to write something new. I think that's everybody's wish to just write something that they love and do something that's not been done before, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's my project. That's what I'm doing just lately. Just sitting down and trying to make my own music, just find my own style. You know, it's.
Yes, I agree. You definitely though need a very well deserved rest.
Yeah.
And writing some music, it works. You deserve.
Yeah, it works.
Yes. And here I have some fun questions for you. If you could open for anyone in the world, who would that be? Who would you open up for?
Oh, one person or?
You can give me a top three if you have more than one.
I can give you. What I got in mind, I only got two right now. That will be Merle Haggard and Randy Travis. I guess.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. That would be really cool.
So, Johnny Cash, he's not here around anymore, so it would be Merle Haggard and Rand Travis.
Yes. That would be really cool. Start a petition. Everyone, And so also another fun question. Is there some place in particular that you would love to play in that you haven't yet?
Anywhere? Grand Ole Opry, I guess.
Yeah, good answer. That was a quick answer, too. You're just like, Grand Ole Opry.
I've been there. I've been on that stage because I was there 2 years ago, but I was just like on a tour, you know, and the guide tour, and I was standing on the stage just so. But I wasn't singing. I was just standing there. Just
cool. So, I'd love to stand there. I don't have to do anything. Just standing there would be awesome.
That's all.
Yeah, awesome. Let's see here. I don't wanna lose it, but we have a chat room question for you. Do you ever come to the USA to play? Do you ever perform?
I haven't played there, but I hope one day.
Yeah, we need you here. We need you here to spread some of your music around. Yes.
Yeah, I hope you listen to me and get some shows around there, you know.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Please do, because I would love to see you perform live. That'd be awesome. Would love that. Let's see here. We have another chat room thing. Oh, this isn't a question, but Tim Garman in the chat room says, your song sounded good, Stefan. Thinks you're amazing.
Thank you.
He loves it. Let's see here. What else do we got? Okay, let me... All right, hold on. Hold on, chat room. Okay, it's coming so fast here. But I want to play another one of your songs here called I Don't Have Any More Love Songs, and we'll be right back, all right?
Yeah, it's okay.
All right, here we go. Let's play it.
There's been some things that I wanted to say a long time. Never have I spent a day without you on my mind. And I've tried a lot of songs, I need to try one that's new. But I don't have any more love songs to try on you. We just can't ever get it together, it seems. Your arms don't hold me the way that they do in my dreams. It's hard to make up things that you never do. I don't have any more love songs to make up about you. I don't have any more love songs to write for you. Too many I wrote before have never come true. It's hard to make up lines for things you don't do. I don't have any more love songs to sing for you. I
have any more love songs to sing for you.
And that was I Don't Have Any More Love Songs by Stephan Jacobson. And so there were actually a few comments here in the chat room. Let me try to find them here. S Fluffy 66 says, good job, Stephan. And Tim Garman says, good country sound. I like that. Got some fans in chat room. Love it. Yes, people are totally, definitely enjoying your music and the interview, so that's good. A fun question here. What are some things that you like to do for fun when you're not working on your music?
That's basically, what did you say?
Some hobbies. What you like to
hobbies.
Do?
Hobbies, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, I do a little bit boxing, you know, I box a little bit, and always like sports, and when I'm not hurting people, I go, fishing. That's like a metaphor. It's like a not a metaphor. It's like a meditating thing, you know,
yeah.
Just to chill off. And and just with my friends, you know, hanging with my friends, and like normal kid would do.
Yes, like normal. You do the norm. I love it. And very cool. I did not know you did some boxing. Now that's pretty cool.
So.
Very, very cool. I have a funny question here for you that I love to ask all of my guests. But have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moment you could share with us? Anything crazy live and in person while singing?
I can't remember right now, but there had been moments where I hadn't done any wrong, but I was watching other people's, you know, crazy, you know, drunk and so I think one time there was a guy I was playing at a motel in Norway.
Mm-hmm.
He was sitting drinking a beer, but he couldn't hold a glass steady. So when he was drinking, he was pouring the glass. Not in his mouth, but right beside him. So you know, he hit the person who was sitting right behind him because he was too drunk. He couldn't drink. So you know, he was pouring just right beside him.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
Yeah,
when you should get cut off.
Yeah, that's when you realize you gotta go home or something.
You got a problem, yeah.
Yeah.
That is hilarious. Yeah, I love watching, you know, on YouTube, like funny, embarrassing moments. Because I mean, it always happens. I mean, you're human,
yeah.
So it'll happen.
Yeah. I've probably done something wrong too, but I can't remember right now. So probably not much.
That's our excuse to get you back now. When you remember,
yeah.
Just tell us.
My excuse, yeah.
Yeah, whenever you think of what you did, embarrassing moment, you gotta let us know. That'd be really, really
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, I'll try.
Yeah, sweet. but we actually are running out of time here, so I just want to thank you so much for coming on the show and talking to us. I had so much fun.
It's been great, you know. Thank you for letting me have this chance to have a little chat with you folks.
Oh, it is my pleasure. So we are actually going to play one last song of yours. So let me cue in my producer here. But thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. So what are we going to play now?
You know what? Thank you, Stephan, for coming on. You are a very, very sweet young man and very talented. We're so glad to have you on the show. And we are going to say goodbye to you, but we're going to play one of your songs. We're going to play Hardworking Man, okay?
Yeah, it's good to hear.
Awesome.
You take care.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. Stephan Jacobson, everyone. Such a great talent. And I'm very excited to hear this next song. Let's play it. Hardworking Man.
man and I'd act as a clown. I can dream of a sweet life to come. That's just about all that I can do. Cause a dream cannot pay for a home. I'm a hard working man, so do I drink or smoke? No, I don't. Haven't got a penny left to spend. Do I feel like trying? No, I won't. A sober mind, I won't have to mend. My dreams stay where they belong. I just wait for the monthly pay. I'm patient and I learn to be strong. Do I drink or smoke? No, I don't. Haven't got a penny left to spend. Do I feel like trying? No, I won't. Got a penny left to spend. Do I feel like trying? No, I won't. A sober mind, I won't have to mend.
Working Man by Stephen Jacobson, who we got to talk to. So amazing. Such a great talent. But now we're going to talk to another amazing talent. Very excited, everyone. Please welcome Joe of the Thumbs Up. He's here. Okay, good. Just making sure. Don't want to talk to air. Not cool. I've done that before. Everyone, please welcome the wonderful Red Jenkins to the show.
Thank you,
Josie. Thank you. Hey, how are you? I am doing so great now that I get to talk to you. I hope you're doing amazing.
Well, I'm doing fine, thank you. It's 2:30 in the morning here, but I feel fine.
Oh goodness, it's 2:30. Oh yeah, that's crazy. But thank you so much for coming on the show, even at such an early time.
Well, it's a pleasure. It's my pleasure, you know.
Thank you so much. So let's get started here because I have totally been looking forward to talking to you. But first, I have to start off by saying you have a very long career in country music that many could only wish they had. what is your earliest memory of falling in love with music? What would you say?
Well, I started years back, you know, back in the 60s. You know, that's when I started singing country music, back in the 67 or something like that, you know. But before that, it was rock and roll, you know. Then I switched to country when I heard Hank Snow one time sing The Man Who Robbed the Bank at Santa Fe, you know. And then I was hooked, you know. And
yeah.
So since then, I've been doing country stuff, you know.
Love it. You shouldn't be doing anything else. We love it. Amazing. So who would you say are your biggest musical influences? Who do you have on repeat?
Well, it must be George Jones and guys like that, you know. And I'm a honky tonk singer, you know, so I like George Jones. And Charlie Walker was a big influence of mine too, you know. So I love his stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say I'm a honky tonk singer. That's what I like most.
Oh yes, I agree. Speaking of just such great talents, I was looking because I absolutely love to do extra research because I think it's amazing. But I've seen you in pictures with some amazing artists over the years, like Buck Owens, Loretta Lynn, Mel Tillis, Emmylou Harris, Lori Morgan, Hank Williams Jr. I mean, there's so many amazing pictures of you with them. Can you tell us about some of those great meetings?
Well, the guy who opened the door for me and endorsed for me in Nashville was a guy named Frank Dykus. He was a songwriter. You know, he's a songwriter, and he opened the doors, you know, for me. And when I came to Nashville back in 1977, but the first time I was there was back in 1973. But since then, I got to know a bunch of people, you know, throughout the years, you know, and I've been recording there, and I've been to the States for I think it's just about 54 or 55 times now. So.
Oh wow. Wow.
So I got to know a lot of people, you know, and Charlie Walker, he brought me backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, and I got to know a bunch of people backstage at the Grand Ole Opry, too. And my first recording in Nashville was at the Marty Robbins studio back in 1977. So.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is so, so cool. When you get to meet these amazing artists, because, I mean, you see them on, you know, TV or on the radio, did you have, like, kind of a surreal wow moment when meeting them? Like, oh, my goodness, I am in front of, I mean, Loretta Lynn.
Oh, yeah. Well, in the beginning it was that. But
yeah.
Since you got to know them, you get, well, I mean, it's always the same. Since you're from this part of the world, you know, and you got to meet all those guys that you've been listening to throughout the years and admired, you know, of course,
yeah.
It's a big experience to do that, you know, but it feels natural now to meet them, you know, and the guys that I admired and the guys that I've been cutting records with, you know, so I feel like I got a little bit of Texas in my soul and Nashville and everybody and all these countries now, so I mean, for me, it's half my heart in the States now, so.
Yes, love it. Very, very cool. And as you mentioned before the show, you definitely sing honky tonk, no doubt about it. But for people who don't know exactly what it means, what is a honky tonk man? What's your definition of a honky tonk man?
Well, a honky tonk man is probably got a living on the. In the fast lane, but the thing is that when I sing about it, you know, it's honky-tonk songs, you know, and I like the stuff with a steel guitar and fiddle in it, you know, that's what makes the honky-tonk sound, I think, you know, so. But definition of a honky-tonk man, as a honky-tonk singer, I can say I like honky-tonk stuff, sings about the white side of life, so-called.
Yes. Definitely. I love that. I mean, I don't think a song is, I think having like a fiddle or, I mean, a cowbell, there's not a lot of songs with cowbells anymore. Have you noticed that? I don't like that.
No, you're right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. I like cowbells. Anyway, back on the subject, back on the topic here. I mean, I definitely define being honky tonk as, I mean, a fiddle and a cowbell. I mean, I love that.
Yeah.
It's amazing. My favorite. Which leads me to a song that you have called A Texas Honky Tonk, and I'm excited to play it. Ha ha.
Okay, that sounds good. I did it with Georgette Jones, you know, the daughter of Tammy Wynette and George Jones, you know, so we cut that one in San Antonio, Texas.
I'm so excited to hear it, and I know everyone is going to love it. So let's play it right now, A Texas Honky Tonk by Red Jenkins. Get your boots on.
Oh, that
on.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Yes. Get your boots on, grab a partner. Let's go.
Tonight you're with him, and you're drinking champagne, and it's driving me crazy, knowing I'm to blame. While he's giving you anything you want. I buy drinks for losers in a Texas honky-tonk.
You sit and play that old jukebox till all your money's gone, and it makes you cry when Tammy sings another third song. You keep hoping that I'll come back, but deep down you know I won't, and you'll probably spend forever in a Texas honky-tonk.
The Texas honky-tonk is where we first met. So where else could I go, Georgette, that I need to forget?
I'm glad my dreams are coming through, although I know yours won't.
Maybe now and then you'll think of me in a Texas honky-tonk. Oh, Bobby. Texas honky-tonk is where we first met. So where else could I go now when I need to forget?
I'm glad my dreams are coming through, although I know yours won't.
Maybe now and then you'll think of me in a Texas honky-tonk.
No, you have to live with memories red in a Texas honky-tonk.
Yeah, that was a Texas honky-tonk by Red Jenkins. And you actually have some fan comments here in the chat room that I really want to read so we do not miss them.
Okay.
Yeah, so let's see here. Bonnie McGill says, "You sound awesome, Mr. Red Jenkins," with a little heart symbol.
Okay, thanks. I appreciate that.
Very cool. And Kim Garman in the chat room says, "Love your music, Red Jenkins. I'm from Texas."
Sweet. Oh, that sounds great, you know.
Yeah, you got some
I love
fans
Texas,
in here.
You know.
Love it. So I was wondering, where can our listeners go to purchase all of your music?
Well, they can buy it at a Honky Tonkin' Music in Telephone, Texas, and they can also buy it at a CD Baby.
Perfect. That makes it so, so easy. Just go online and get it. Very, very cool. So make sure you guys get it after the show. So let's see here. Also, can you give everyone the links to websites or social networking sites so they can keep up on all your latest news and chat with you?
Yeah. They go to www.redjenkins.com. Yeah, that's my homepage, you know, so.
Perfect. So check it out.
It's a little, it's not really updated, to be honest, you know, but you can always check me out on Facebook, you know, so.
Oh, yes, Facebook. You got to love Facebook.
Yeah. Everybody's on it, you know.
Yes, definitely. Everyone's on it. So all you have to search is your name, and you'll pop up. Very easy. Very easy. And I have to say, you have played in some very amazing and impressive venues. Can you tell us about a couple of them that really stick out in your mind? Which one were some of your favorites?
Well, it's... I play in a lot of places, you know, and it's a lot of places around Nashville, you know, like the Opry and some other places, and Nashville Palace, and Lake Messina, down the lower Broadway, and then a bunch of places, you know, so.
Yeah.
And in Texas, I played in a lot of places, too, so Farmer's Daughter, and Longhorn Ballroom in Dallas, Texas, and... well, I'm blank right now, but it's I've been on a bunch of stages.
Yeah, you have. You've performed everywhere, which is amazing, and you're constantly moving, which we love. It's amazing, and I was. Oh, we have a caller. We do. Oh, you have a caller. So let's put on that call right now. Oh, Don from Keeping It Country. Sweet. Hello, Don.
Hello. Hey, Josie. You're doing a great job. I really love your show.
Thank you. Thank you. We're on the phone with Red Jenkins. Woo.
Yeah. And, Red, I really appreciate your music. I wanted to call because you've had Stefan on tonight and you've had Red. And it goes to show that country music is alive and well all over the world. And those guys are very, very good singers. And I appreciate you, Red, and all the people that you sing with in Texas, man. You've got a star that you sing with.
Thanks a lot, Don. You know, it's great singing with this bunch of people. You know, that's on my album. You know, great singers. You know, so and great pickers too. So.
Mm-hmm.
And you're definitely a great singer, and Josie, you're getting better and better. I'll tell you, Barbara Walters and The View is going to be Josie's next show, I think.
I could only hope. That would be awesome.
Who you're going to have to kick somebody off The View, Josie. Just somebody's at home right now sweating, all right? So you're doing a very good job, and Tina, you do a great job. And Red, keep making albums because you're very, very good. And I just want to stop and take a minute to tell you guys that you – everybody on the show and all the singers that get on, you guys do an awesome job, and I really appreciate getting you guys on my group and being able to conversate with you guys, and it's just a blessing to be able to interact, but I can't play any music. I can't. The only thing I can do is listen to music. I have no talent whatsoever, so, you know, I just wanted to let you guys know how much I appreciate all of you.
Oh, Don, thank you so much listening, calling in. Yeah.
All right. Nice. Thank you. I'm gonna get back to work now because I can't sing, so I have to work hard. All right. So you guys take care and thank you very much.
Thanks.
All right, you too. All right. Bye. Love it. He's awesome. He's very awesome. That was really, 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 really sweet of him to call in while working.
Oh yeah.
So let's see here. There's a question for you from Bonnie McGill in here. Are you on Reverb Nation?
No, I'm not.
No. No to Reverb Nation.
No.
Oh, and Tim Garman says that he'll look you up on Facebook and be friends.
Yeah, he's welcome, you know.
Sweet. Perfect. So let's see here. I also want to mention, I understand that Johnny Paycheck recorded one of your songs, A Violin That Never Has Been Played. Will you tell us about that experience?
Oh, yeah, I wrote that song many years ago, and the first guy who heard that song was Hank Cochran, you know, the big songwriter, you know, who passed away some years ago. But he was the first one. I was visiting with Hank and his wife, you know, at his home in Hendersonville, you know, and he asked me if I have written any songs, you know, and I wrote that song a couple of hours before we got to meet him, you know, and so I read the lyrics to him, you know, he said, and he was silent for a while, then he said, "Damn good, Red," he said. I recorded that song myself, you know, when I got back home to Sweden, you know, and then I got a phone call from a DJ in Louisiana, and he said that Johnny Paycheck was coming by, and he asked if he could pitch the song for him, you know, to him, you know. Mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, that's fine with me. And I was excited, you know. Paycheck recorded that song, and that was a big thrill for me. That was my first real cut in the States, you know. So.
Wow, how cool.
And especially when Johnny Paycheck cut it, because he was a heck of a singer, you know.
Yeah.
So,
wow.
And after that, you know, I recorded that song with Amber Digby on my Neon Bible album, the great Amber Digby from Texas, you know, and it became a little bit of a hit for me, that song.
Wow, that's amazing. Isn't it such like a great compliment and feeling when someone wants to sing one of your songs? I mean, when you find out who wants to sing it, aren't you kind of like, whoa, really?
Oh, yeah, it sure is, you know, and especially when Paycheck cut it, you know, because he was my idol, you know, and so
yeah.
One of the idols I had, you know, when I started writing and the singing, you know. So I always like paychecks.
That must be just insane, that feeling. And I am ready to play another one of your songs that I would like to groove to. So let's play Dream of a Dreamer, okay?
Oh, yeah, that's me and Daryl McCall, you know. He's always a hero of mine, too, you know. I love Daryl because he's a great honky-tonk singer, a great singer, you know. And we added an extra verse, and that was one of the main reasons I put it in the album, you know, because Daryl, that was a big hit for Daryl, you know. And I told Daryl, the guy who wrote the song, his name is Jug Brown, you know. I got to know him years back, you know, over 25 years ago, and he said, there's an extra verse to this song, you know, and when I spoke to Daryl, I said, let's add that verse, and let's cut it, you know, so Daryl, he was excited about that, so
that's what it all came about,
you know, so.
Wow, I'm ready to play this bad boy because, I mean, it sounds just amazing, and I know everyone is going to love it. People are already like, let's play the song. Okay, let's play the song. Here we go, Dream of a Dreamer.
Okay, thanks.
Right now. Anytime, here we go.
Lost my pickup in a card game in New Orleans. Lost my girl to a stranger in L.A. Left my dreams in a motel in Atlanta. And I lost my mind somewhere along the way. Can't you see I'm dying on my feet? I'm walking to my grave, too stone to weep. Them old memories that's tearing up my mind are the dreams of a dreamer gone blind. Now the bright lights have gone away of the good times. That old yearning in my soul chills my brain. And the ashes of my years have been scattered by the laughter, lights, and wine of yesterday. Now the blues that winds its way through this music, it falls gently down across my shattered mind. And it shakes loose for a time this thing that haunts me. And it realigns my mind more time. Can't you see I'm dying on my feet? I'm walking to my grave, too stone to weep. Them old memories that's tearing up my mind are the dreams of a dreamer gone blind. Them old memories that's tearing up my mind are the dreams of a dreamer gone blind.
that was Dream of a Dreamer by Red Jenkins, and we're talking to him right now if you are just tuning in. And we actually have some comments here and questions in the chat room that I love to read for you. So let's see here. Bonnie McGill says, oh, really good question. How did Johnny Paycheck hear about your songwriter? I'm a songwriter, and that is my dream for someone to discover me and my music.
Yeah, Paycheck, he passed that radio station in Louisiana, you know, and this guy played it for him, you know, and him and a gal named Casey Carrington, they were supposed to do a duet together, and they cut it in Nashville. So, and Paycheck liked the song, you know, and I remember the phone call that I got from him, you know, it was pretty close to Christmas, you know, and the guy at the studio said, NLT studio said, yeah, at the Burn Station in Nashville, that's the studio name. And he said, hey, there's a guy who wants you to listen to the song, you know. So then Paycheck come, hey, listen to this, Red. And it was a violin that never has been played. So that's what it's all come about, you know. So
very cool, very cool. Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question, you know, for advice for, you know, new songwriters out there and songwriters that, you know, haven't put it out yet, that, you know, if they want to pitch your song to someone, it's a very, very good question, so I had to read it. So also, SFluffy66 says, love your song to you. And Tim Garman says, I love the music. And Tim Garman also says, great song, Red. And then Tina Marie says, awesome music from Red.
Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
You're getting some love here in the chat room. So let's see here. I got some more other fun questions. Are you currently working on any other projects that you could tell us about? Anything coming up?
Well, I just released my new album here, so I'm trying to promote it. You know, I'm going back to Texas again November 7th, you know, I'll be there for 3 weeks, you know, and I just got back from Texas, I think it was 2 weeks. So then we went to see a show with, I think, the Mavericks, Mo Bandy, and Hedy Miles, and Robin Jung, you know, here in Sweden, you know, the week after I got home, you know. So I've been staying pretty busy, you know. I'm going to try to write a little bit, you know, and do some gigs, you know, before I go to Texas again, you know, and promote the new album. So I'm staying busy.
You're keeping busy.
Yeah.
I like that. You're constantly writing, putting out new material for the fans, got some gigs going on. I'm very excited to see what you got next up your sleeve.
Yeah.
You are constantly working. I like that. So also, I have a fun question here for you. If you weren't making music, what do you think you would like to do? What else would you have liked to pursue if you weren't doing music?
Well, I was working at a record company since I was, I mean, almost a teenager, you know. But I worked as a graphic designer for years, you know. So I think just about the last 5 or 6 years is the years that I worked full time as a musician, you know. Then I worked at a record company for many, many years, you know, so since the early 70s. So I've been in the music business, you know. By the way, the whole family is in the music business, have been in the music business. So the last company I worked for was Universal Music. So
wow, you have done it all. Literally, that is so cool. You've done just about every single thing in the business.
And now I try to promote myself, you know. Years back, I promoted other guys.
And definitely. Now it is your turn, for sure.
Yeah, that's right.
Absolutely. Yes, definitely. So let's see here. So what are some things that you like to do for fun, some hobbies when you're not working on your music?
Well, I'm listening to a lot of music, and I mean, I'm a record collector too, and things like that. And I'm interested in painting too, you know. But I haven't had the time to do it, you know. I'm an artist. I went to art school for years too, you know. So, but I haven't had the time to concentrate on that, you know. Maybe when I retire full time from music, then maybe I have a chance to start painting again, you know. So I mean, do as an artist though.
Yeah. That'd be so cool, and like sell some of your paintings and stuff. I mean, I would totally hang a painting from Red Jenkins on my wall. I'm just saying.
I promise you one.
Good. I get first dibs, all right?
Yeah.
Because I want one. Sweet. Very cool. And so also the last question we have, because we are running out of time, but I love this question. So much fun. Have you ever had any embarrassing onstage moments that you could share with us? Anything crazy that happened in person?
Well,
I love that question.
Not really, to be honest. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it always is. Sometimes it happens some things, but,
right.
Well, not directly, I think, but I'm, no.
Not
that I can tell about.
Very good. Very good. Very good. We're glad. But, I mean, you know, you're human. It'll happen. But very, very good. I love that question. We've gotten so many interesting answers to that one. So much fun.
Yeah.
So fun. But I have to make you.
You have to keep some secrets for a book, too, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's totally true. Yes, I will.
You never know if
they're
going to be a biography,
out.
You know. So.
Yes, definitely, and I want that signed, by the way. Yes, I am a fan.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. And I think you're just so amazing, and I have to thank you so, so much for coming on the show and chatting with us and having fun.
It was a pleasure talking to you, Josie, and good luck. You know, I saw that you're going to have Bobby Flores next week, and he's on my album, too. We're doing a duet together, too. So.
Yes, awesome.
And he's a great
awesome.
Guy, you know. You're going to enjoy him, you know. So.
Oh, I am very, very excited. And before you go, though, Bonnie McGill says, Red, you seem like a really nice guy, and I wish you all the best.
Okay, the same to you. And thanks a lot, you know, and say hello to all my fans over there, you know, so.
Yes, they appreciate it. Thank you so, so much, Red, and we will talk to you soon.
And thanks a lot. Bye-bye, Jos.
Bye, thank you. Red
Bye.
Jenkins, everyone. Bye. Love it. Love it. And as I was saying, yes, love it is my motto, and I am totally working on T-shirts that hopefully you guys would like, and I really want to work on this. I mean, nothing in the works, nothing in you know, written in stone or anything, but I would love to put out a shirt that has my face on it and, like, you know, one of those, like, saying bubble thingies, talking bubble thingies, and, like, in the talking bubble thingy, I say love it because, you know, that'd be awesome. And it has to be purple and pink and a little dab of, like, a reddish color. and maybe a little blue. Could we do that? Yeah, nobody's answering me. All right. That might not be in the works, but hopefully. So here we go. I'm going to put on my producer, Tina, a.k.a. Mom, Momager, the one who keeps me straight. On my I head on straight.
Straight? Who keeps me straight? I need to hear something.
You have to keep your head straight all by yourself. No, I'm kidding. I do. I will help you. But, oh, goodness, please.
We've got a lot going on. So here's the story. We've got a couple of Josie show announcements, some biggies, that's coming up.
Are you unmuted?
Oh, I don't know. Can everybody hear me?
I don't know. I would check that.
Yes, I'm unmuted now.
No, you are.
I was.
Okay.
So we have a couple of awesome Josie show announcements coming up. We have got our featured songs of the week segment coming with some music by Jason Del Rio tonight, too. So that is absolutely great.
Woo!
This coming week, girl,
yeah.
You've
it.
Got three shows.
Mm.
We are.
You should have saw my face.
You
I was panicked.
Your usual Friday night Josie show with three amazing guests.
Bingo.
You will have your Southern Star show, Josie's Hard Country, with an amazing guest.
What's his name, Oh?
And then this coming Thursday, you are taking part in a radio marathon.
And the cow jumps over the moon.
Woo!
Okay,
awesome.
I don't know.
Should we tell about that before we tell about the guests and put some more music on? Let's tell about that, shall we?
Bonnie Miguel says, can't hear you now. Uh-oh.
Oh, that's not good. That's not good.
That's not good. Are you sure you're unmuted? I'm
that's
sorry.
Not good. Can anybody hear me, or am I just talking because?
Yeah, I think you're just talking just because. It's okay. Don't worry. I do that, too, sometimes.
All right, well, hit refresh just in case.
Just in case, yes.
You can't hear me say that, so type in there.
Alan, please tell them what we're saying.
We are so funny. Okay,
but
so here
yeah,
we go.
Please list everyone that's coming on our show.
I will. Should we? We need to go through the radio marathon first, right?
Oh yes, I can do that part. That,
you
that's
do
a
radio
fun
marathon,
part.
Marathon,
yeah,
marathon
I can do
volume.
That part. Yes. All right. So we are definitely not done bringing you entertainment because this week, besides my two shows, as we mentioned, the Josie Show, we have an additional show on Thursday, August 30th at 7 p.m. Eastern Time Zone. My show will be one of four shows that takes part in a radio marathon for conscious entertainment. We will have amazing guests in my one-hour section of the Josie Show. Will be co-hosted by me and our wonderful friend, I'm so excited, Polly Carmen from Champagne. We'll get to speak with three great guests about positive lyrics and music, especially for our youth. So joining us will be singer-songwriter Brenda Birch, singer-songwriter, poet, author, she does it all, Bonnie McGill, and educator Amanda Taylor. So you do not want to miss our radio marathon. Me and Polly Carmen from Champagne will host this and talk to those wonderful, amazing guests. Do not miss any part of our radiothon. The whole marathon is from 6 to 10 p.m. Eastern on August 30th, all right? 6 to 10 p.m. The Josie Show will be live on the air from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern. And you can see all the other shows because I do not want to mess anything up. So please check out the other shows just by going to facebook.com/consciousentertainment. And you can also listen to our section right here at josieshow.com or that web, facebook.com/consciousentertainment, so you do not miss any of our great entertainment marathon-ness to talk about why music is important and why positive lyrics is important. And so we're very excited. Peanut!
Now Peanut has to wrestle both of us.
Yes.
Hey,
can people hear us? Because, okay, I just typed in the chat room because I think we're talking to dead air. I think. I'm pretty sure.
It's working?
Okay.
All right. Then I have no idea. Nobody's chatting.
Oh, my.
I'm taking over the show.
Oh, well, then you're going to have to read this really, really long list of upcoming guests.
Tim Garman says, I can't. Okay, good.
We're going to put you to work. Do you have your glasses?
It's my show now. I'm going to wrestle Josie for the show. We're going to go to WrestleMania.
Yeah, right. Mine. I'm
going to put the smackdown on you.
Okay. So let's go through our upcoming guests.
Yeah, read them. Let's do it.
All right. Mm-hmm. We've got a list and a half. We are just about all the way booked through January of 2013. I'll soon be starting to book for February, and we've got a few more people I need to get over to Alan to get them up on the site for us.
Are you going to have Alvin and a Chipmunk on?
Oh, I want them.
Oh, that would be awesome.
So bad.
That would be awesome. Okay, Peanut, you're in charge of getting Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yes, you're in charge of that.
I'm in charge of everything.
Yeah.
I'm the squirrel.
That's true. Nobody knows, but Peanut works hard behind the scenes. She needs a little more credit.
Yep, Peanut. Very well. Moment of silence for Peanut.
There you go.
I told you, do moment of silence.
You thought I was going to hang up, didn't you?
Yeah, we were waiting for it.
Uh-huh.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up.
All right, let's get through this list of guests of list here. List of guests. He just got me all crazy. Okay, this list of guests. Are you ready? Here we go. Next week. Got it. Starting next week, and then moving on all the way to January. Here we go. Got my tonsils warmed up. I'm ready. Debbie Kelly, and I think she's going to have some fun giveaways for us, too. That's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Flores, Sean Bryant, Lonnie Spiker, Deuce Hewlett, Michael Calder,
Sean Downs,
Darren Warner, D-Stax, Jolie Holiday,
Hobson Smith.
That's right, Hobson Smith, Bodie Powell, Wild Bill Young, Frank Thomas,
Don Murdoch, Gatia,
Ron Shoemaker.
We're the best.
Brenda. She's been on several times. Judy Rodman. But we should go back a little bit. Brenda Best is going to have a special surprise for us, I believe, for song release. I'll get you details on that. That's our anniversary show.
Judy Rodman. Layla Hansen.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Myra Rowland. Roy Solis. Mike Seiler. Doug Briney. Jerry Audley. Chuck Cusimano. Natalie Nicole Green. Judd Barrett.
Wesley Dennis.
Will Bannister, Kenyon Lockery, Troy Cook Jr., Jerry Kilgore, Bobby Marquez, Jay Sexton.
Bob Manning and the Honky Tonk Road Show. I just want to say that sounds so, I love saying that. Okay, sorry, yeah.
Jerry Webb. Tim Garman, who's also in our show.
Tim! Yeah,
he's very awesome. Jesse J. Hudson. Conda Wood. Jerry Willis.
Bo Porter.
Brian Mallory. Joe Kendall. Jordan Dungan.
Mac Abernathy. I was being risque.
Yeah,
I love your name, okay?
Mac Abernathy.
Oh!
EMJ Taylor and Dan Landry.
Oh.
And like I said, we're currently booking for February 2013. So if you would like to be a guest on The Josie Show, all you need to do is send me an email, tina@josieshow.com.
She doesn't bite.
No, I'm very nice.
And yeah, throw that in there.
Just ensuring y'all know that. And we will work with your schedule to get you on the show here. Don't delay, because as you can see, we have got quite a list here, and we are booking way out in advance. So make sure you keep that rolling.
All right, Tim Garman says, I'm so excited to be listed with these amazing people. Tim Garman, we're so excited to have you on the show. We're going to have a lot
absolutely.
Of fun with you. We're definitely going to have a lot of fun with you on the show. I'm going to ask you some funny questions. You'll definitely give us funny answers, because you're just awesome like that. So I'm very, very excited. Yes. So now let's go to our featured. Oh, I shouldn't have had this slushy. It's going to my system now. Now I'm a little crazy. Anyway, our featured song segment. Tonight, we are featuring two songs from singer-songwriter Jason Delario. I love that name. Okay. And we're definitely going to get him scheduled on an upcoming show soon. But first, let's take a listen to a song, That Woman Left Me. Shame. Let's play it on now.
Are we ready? Jason Del Rio.
That Woman Left Me.
Here we go.
Well, I woke up this morning, took me a look around. Everything hell I ever owned said nothing could be found. That woman left me. Woman left me. Everything in that house is gone. Yeah, Lord, I'm the dog. That woman left me. She didn't leave no letters, no numbers or calls. She even took my truck keys, bit her down from that hall. Guess she left about sunrise, about the time I laid down my head. Should have been home a loving, but I was out drinking instead. That woman left me. Woman left me. Everything in that house is gone. Dead Lord. I moved on, that woman left me. Well, I tried calling her mammy, I ring her sister too. Ain't nobody talking, Lord, I don't know what to do. That woman left me. Woman left me. Everything in that house is gone. Hey, Lord, I moved on. That woman left me. Oh, walk on the tongue. My buddy told him to give me a call. When it rings that house phone, hear the wind go down that hall. That woman left me. Woman left me. Everything in that house is gone. Yeah, Lord, I moved on. That woman left me. Everything in that house is gone. Yeah, Lord, doesn't know dawn that woman left me. That woman left me. Oh, stand on the board. I believe you got everything. Well, I guess I'm going to have to call somebody for a ride tonight.
Love it. That was That Woman Left
Man,
Me
boy,
by Jason Del Rio.
Lost his house, lost his truck, and I think he lost his guitar too.
Well, that ain't good. We can't record no more.
Well, it don't matter. He couldn't play that thing anyhow.
Well, I never paid it no attention, really.
He played in C, and that was about it, I think.
Yeah. Hey,
what happened to your dog?
Oh, it's gone.
Oh, well, I didn't like that dog anyhow, you know.
Why?
That dog bites.
Well, I didn't know that. I gave it to Jason.
Well, that's how you lost your dog.
Huh?
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious. Oh, my goodness. I didn't know there was a final part there. That is hilarious. I got to play that again. That's fun. Yeah, we're going to have to play that again because I'm over here talking, and it's still not done. I'm crazy. Oh, that's hilarious. But, yeah, that was That Woman Left Me by Jason Del Rio. And next up by Jason, we have Sitting on the Bayou for you guys. Here we go. Let's play it.
Yeah, I've been around. Oh, I ain't seen it all. I've been on the south and west. To the best that I recall, yeah, I've been around, and there's no place I'd rather be. On a blanket on the pile, you here with me, sitting on the bio with a bouquet of cold. And a cooler of cold ones with me, sitting on a bio with a cane pole. And my sweet baby sitting here with me.
Del Rio, Sitting on the Bayou. So, yeah, special thanks to Jason for sending in those great songs for us to feature tonight. Now, for a couple of special announcements. Are you all ready for our announcements? I'm so excited. Okay, here we go. My announcements. First off, we thank everyone because in July for giving us our biggest listening month ever in our near 3 years. However, you all have helped us do it again. All of August numbers are not in yet. However, we have already more than doubled our listens since last month. So a very special thank you to everyone that tunes in live and for everyone that checks us out in the archives. We love you guys all. Hugs and kisses, and we really appreciate you tuning in each week. So please keep joining us. Our numbers have totally increased, and I love it. Thank you guys so much. And now we have one more announcement as well. Drum roll, please. My application has just been accepted, and I am now a very happy and proud CMA member. CMA member, woohoo! CMA member, woohoo! That's my new song. Seriously, my application was accepted. I am a CMA member, and I am so excited. I'm so excited. Oh my goodness! I'm pretty sure when I found that out, I'm pretty sure that's exactly what I did on the phone. Was scream loud. Very loud. Very, very loud.
Oh, and don't forget, it was screaming and dancing.
Oh, there was definitely dancing.
Screaming and dancing.
Oh, yeah. There was definitely dancing.
Okay.
There was dancing. There was some cake eating. There was some slushy making.
So we're waiting for the great little CMA little logo to come to us in the mail. When it does, we'll put it up on everything.
Love
it. Very excited.
I'm so excited. But, yeah, those are our two special announcements that I am so excited about. But also, remember, we're actually getting ready to close the show here. But first, I want to mention my debut single, Teenage Girl, is available for purchase. And it's on josieshow.com and josiepassantino.com. And all the way at the top, you'll see Josie's debut single, Teenage Girl, by MP3, CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon, and you just click on one of those links of however way you want to buy it from, you know, whether it's iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, or whatever, you could do that, and we would definitely appreciate it. Some of the money goes towards saving money, saving schools, saving music programs in schools. There, that's a tongue twister. Woo! But yeah, let me try saying that again. Some of the money from our Teenage Girl sales will go to saving music programs in schools. So we'll really appreciate it. And thank you guys so much who have already bought it. So please tell your friends, your friends' friends, your neighbors' friends, your neighbors' neighbors. Wait, your neighbors' cousins' friends, your neighbors' sisters' moms. I mean, tell everyone, okay? All right? Just please, because I would definitely appreciate it. And many kids who love their music programs in school and who are musical and love it will appreciate it as well. But, yes, thank you guys so much for coming on the show. Music Man 5627, welcome. You can come in. Please join us next Friday. Thank you guys so much, and talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. Mwah! Love you guys so much. Woo! So glad to be back on the Josie Show. Aren't you excited to be back on the Josie Show? I'm just so excited. Are you excited?
I am so excited. You know, it feels like...
It feels like I'm still trying to get in the groove of things. Like, I feel like
I don't even
know what I'm saying.
We were away for one show, and we feel a little
I feel
bit
a little
lost
discombobulated.
And confused.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But...
Hmm.
We were doing something awesome.
We were doing something awesome. Can I say what we were doing?
We can say a little bit of what we were doing. We can't give it all away.
Right.
You know?
We were just basically in South Carolina taping an award show.
We're taping an award show from
it's
the Southern Star Network.
Southern Star Network.
Right.
South Carolina. Love it. Beautiful place.
And amazing. If everything goes well, according to plan, it'll air on September 1st, but we will give you details on that for sure.
Yeah, don't
let
us on quite yet. We'll give all details
we'll
and everything.
All
yeah.
over our pages, but it was awesome.
Yes, it was.
Awesome.
It was so much fun. Can I say what I did at it?
Yeah,
like,
and South Carolina is beautiful.
It was,
yeah.
There's so many waterfalls.
Yeah.
It was so beautiful.
Beautiful.
It was amazing. It's such a romantic place. I mean, seriously.
Ooh, Josie's bringing up the romantic.
It was a romantic place.
Hey, girl.
Seriously, if I wasn't there, you know, with my mother, maybe it would have been a little more romantic, but let's talk about some. Hey, I am 17. I'm going to think of this stuff. But, yes, it's very, 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 very pretty. It was very, very pretty. I'm a good girl. You know I am. But, yes, it's beautiful. And also, I was the host of the award show, and also I got to perform, and also I got to perform with somebody. That's all I'm going to say, all right? That's all I'm going to say. But, yeah, thank you guys so much, and I hope you guys tune in next Friday. We have amazing guests, one of our guests that are actually in the chat room right now, Bonnie McGill, so give her a big hey-hey. Oh, not Bonnie McGill. Wait. Not Bonnie McGill. Oh, goodness. Betty Kelly. Oh, goodness.
We're talking to Bonnie, too, on Thursday.
Yeah, we're talking to Bonnie on Thursday, and so I get so confused. Yeah, Thursday, Bonnie McGill and my two other wonderful guests, Brenda Birch and, Amanda Taylor, right? That's on Thursday's show. But next Friday is Don Murdoch, Bobby Flores, and Debbie Kelly. So, yes, can you tell I'm confused? There's so many shows. I'm so confused. It's so confusing. But thank you guys so much, and talk to you guys soon. Bye. Good night. Love you.